Morning weather time is 9:15. Peter Hennis from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed joins us in the studio for our Men's Shed segment. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Beck, and good morning, listeners.
Thank you so much for coming in again today. We love hearing what's going on in our local men's sheds. And Mount Gambier, you have been swept off your feet recently.
Yeah, a few of the people there have been a little bit busy. The members at the shed have recently cut and sanded and varnished 270 90 by 90 by 90 cubes, and they're going to be used as trophies at the Generations in Jazz.
Wow. So 270 of them.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what they're going to be for, but that's what we had to do. So we made them up. They've taken them off now, and they'll put the plaques and whatever on that's got to be put on there. So
beautiful.
That'll be done. And at the moment, we're painting the big red bows that the city council use for Christmas decorations that go on the building. So they're getting painted at the moment, and they'll be ready very shortly, so they're right for Christmas time. As mentioned in the last report, the Mount Gambier Men's Shed are holding a cluster/gathering of sheds from as far away as Manham, Horsham, Warrnambool, on Tuesday the 16th of May in the Mount Gambier Wallander Sports and Conference Centre. This is not just for sheds, it's also for the general public. So we are hoping to get many of the spouses and family and friends and so forth along. The doors will open at 9 a.m. We have a couple of guest speakers, with Ian Lewis speaking on the geological formations in South Australia and Victoria. And our other speaker is Matthias Wickman, who is, a lot of people know, one of the local surgeons in town, and he'll be giving a talk on gut and bowel. Because of our sponsors, we are only charging $5 per head, and this is covering the lunch that we're having. The program finishes about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We have a raffle running throughout the day with over $1,000 worth of prizes up for grabs. And these have all been donated by the local businesses in Mount Gambier. And a display of those businesses will be put up on the day so that people know who they are. There's also lots of static displays to view at 9 o'clock and at lunchtime. Bookings can be made at the Mount Gambier Men's Shed number on 04 786 14027 on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, or by emailing mgmensshed@gmail.com. A huge thanks goes to the Mount Gambier City Council, the Wallander Recreation Centre, and Tim from the Australian Men's Shed Association.
We've been hearing a lot from Ian Lewis, one of your guest speakers recently, about his cave diving exploration and his incredible life dedicated to exploring caves. So that's going to be fascinating to hear about the geological formations.
It will be fantastic.
Such an expert on that area. Yeah. Brilliant. Not to be missed, if you missed those dates, Thursday the 16th of May, if you want the details again for how to book, give us a buzz here at the station. We can pass that on to you. 1-300-476-222. All right. It's getting cold, Peter, kindling a big source of work for the Port Mac Men's Shed.
Yes. On the other sheds, Port MacDonald have bagged up 400 bags of kindling ready for the sale this year. And their hope of not running out like they have in previous years. So it's a few more than what they normally do, but hopefully they won't run out. So they're on sale at the moment, any time, through the Port Mac Men's Shed. And I believe a couple of the local businesses down there also do them.
They're quite reasonably priced as well.
Yeah, about $9 for a 9 kilo bag, I think it is.
Brilliant. And heading to Keith, they had their AGM recently.
Yeah, recent results. There's very little change in the office bearers up there. Mm. Keith Shed of involved in the community is epitomised with the in their involvement with the local show. They're providing some sponsorship for the sheaf tossing, building of a cake display, and manning the gates in the camping area. When the shed was started about 7 or 8 years ago, they were gifted a quantity of you know, combination saw and dust extractor and a few other things, and which along with other tools, they've enabled the shed to become financial and sound, and so they are now able to give these machines back to the people that donated them, because they've now purchased their own.
Oh, brilliant.
And so that's a good idea, a good thing down there. A local wood supplier up in Keith has also been utilising their leftover woods up there, so they've been splitting that up amongst the members for the winter coming up, and in the process have managed to get a month's supply of exercise in 3 days.
Oh, so, wood splitting, don't we know it?
The poor old fellas are a little bit tired up there at the moment. And they're hoping to have a carload of members coming down to the Mount Gambier shindig.
Beautiful. Great to hear. Now let's head to Bordertown. They have been busy there creating a TARDIS for someone locally.
Yeah, I mentioned it last time I was on air. They wanted a full-size TARDIS.
Yeah, think big blue police telephone box.
Yeah, nobody sort of... I didn't know a great deal about it, but apparently it's all been finished now, and the lady that was involved is very happy with the finished product. So good luck to them, and good luck to the lady that's using it. I don't know what she's going to use it for.
Yeah, TARDIS is going to pop up in someone's front garden somewhere in Bordertown. Brilliant.
They've also been working on... They've got a laser machine up there now, so the work on that's been increasing, and they've also made a stand for tutus and a rail for the ballet school up there for doing their stretches and so forth. Two large red gum tables have been made, and kindling is also being done up there out of the door, and they're making a raffle coming up on the 4th and 5th of May.
Beautiful. All right, Tintinara, they've been making cover boxes.
Yeah, they've been making cover boxes for the local oval to hide the rubbish bins. These are just, you know, you get your normal rubbish bin that's out in the middle, and they're making a box to make it look a little bit better than what it is, actually.
That's nice, isn't it? Narracourt, we actually had the Narracourt Men's Shed on air with us last week, a very big celebration for them.
Yes, you did have them on last week, and they've asked me to mention that they've had their opening of the new shed for the small engines up there. That's what they've been doing. They've had people of the ilk of Nick McBride, 141, and Persa attended on the day.
Brilliant. That's great to hear. I'm glad it went well. I saw some photos of that opening. It looked great.
Yeah.
Very good
indeed.
They've
got a very good setup up there now.
And Panola, they've been helping out the Nangwari Netball Club?
Yeah, Panola are making seats for the Nangwari Netball Club. And I've also made a couple of red gum tables up there that are for sale. They've finished their Trees for Life project that they were doing, with 600 trees being done this year, and are looking forward to doing it again next year. And another job being done is the revamping of some old chairs that are around town. People sit on them quite often, but they don't realise that they're there. There's about 25 or so in town, and the shed is going to revamp them over the next 12 months or so.
Good on them. That's great. Coleraine, they've been doing a couple of specific jobs.
Yes, they have a niche product in Lutyen chairs. People don't really know much about them in Australia, but they're very common over in England and so forth. A lot of the parks and so forth have them over there. And they've built one for a person that's been sent over into Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also done some dovecote for a garden.
Beautiful. Haywood, they've been updating their kitchen.
Yeah, they've been busy with not only all the other work that they normally do, and they are a very busy shed over there, but they're updating their kitchen facilities. They've also made three garden benches, and have made a couple of hundred-year-old, or revamping a couple of hundred-year-old chairs over there as well.
Beautiful. That's great work. Casterton?
Their shed have also revamping a couple of hundred-year-old things over there as well. The and basically they've not a great deal to be done over there, so they're sitting down solving the world's problems, as I was told the other day.
The most important thing to be doing, of course. And in Nelson, finally, and last but not least, a table and bench seat.
Yeah, a table and bench seat has been stained over there. As we know, Nelson has had a little bit of flooding problems over there of late down on the river, and of course their shed is they got a shed there as well, and that they're using as a boat shed that they're using, and they got a little bit of work ahead of them when that water recedes.
Was it flooded?
It was, apparently.
Oh no!
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Poor things. Yeah. Hope that all goes well and they can at least get the work done to get it all back together again. Well, Peter, thank you so much for our wrap around the region. Always lovely to know what's going on with the men's sheds. Such great work in the community being undertaken. We will see you in, what, a month?
About 8 weeks' time.
Beautiful. Peter, have a lovely time. Thank you for that.
No problems, Beck. And I reckon 8 weeks' time, I reckon Selena might nearly be back by then too.
Oh, I think that might be July. So little while longer.
That's about it.
All right.
Okay.
Peter Hennis, thank you so much. You have a lovely week.
Okay, bye.
Peter Hennis there in the studio giving us our Men's Shed segment wraps. We love hearing from our Men's Shed, so if there's ever anything going on locally, get in touch with us here at the station, 1300 476 222. And if you want to find out more information about the big Mount Gambier Men's Shed shindig, of course, happening on the 16th of May, we've got those details. If you want to find out more about attending, we've got the number for you to book in on. Give us a buzz here at the station. We can pass that on to you, 1300 476 222.